So this past week we read about Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, we all know, is the someone who every Jew is chayav to bring a carbon on Pesach Rishon. But if you tamei yaderech rechoka, if you're tamei and or you're too far away from Yerushalayim at the time, so therefore you get a compensation of Pesach Sheni. So that's what Pesach Sheni is. Those who weren't able to bring a carbon on Pesach Rishon are obligated to bring a carbon on Pesach Sheni. That's only, of course, not Bizman Hazeh, but when the majority of the Jewish people brought a carbon Pesach Rishon b'tahara, so then there's a din of Pesach Sheni. If not, there might not a din of Pesach Sheni at all. But when they brought a carbon b'tahara on Pesach Rishon, so someone was tamei and derech rechoka wachayev on Pesach Sheni. So why? Because you were chayev on Pesach Sheni and you couldn't do it because either you weren't relating to Yerushalayim, you're too far away, or because you were tamei. So therefore, you couldn't bring one on Pesach Rishon, and therefore you're chayev to bring one on Pesach Sheni. Yeah, that's the pasuk in the Chumash everyone agrees to. The machlokes in the Gemara between Rebbe and Rav Nassin is, what happens if I was a convert, Gershon is Gayer, I converted to Judaism in the middle between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, or I became a bar mitzvah boy, I became bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So what about me? What about the Ger or the Katan? Am I chayev on Pesach Sheni? Because why on Pesach Rishon I was exempt, presumably. And then, so up until now the case was Tamei and Derech, I was chayev, and I couldn't bring one, so therefore I was chayev at the time. So now I have to bring one on Pesach Sheni. What about someone who wasn't even chayev on Pesach Rishon? And now, all of a sudden, Pesach Sheni is chayev. So what is the status? So Rebbe says, Pesach Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzmo. For those who didn't bring a carbon on Pesach Rishon, and a tamei and derech rechoka, it's its own independent holiday, and they have to bring a carbon. And Rav Nassin holds, it's because it's tashrum in l'rishon. Since you were chayev on Pesach Rishon, so now that it's Pesach Sheni, the whole Pesach Sheni is a makeup. So the practical difference between Rebbe and Rav Nassin is a ger and a katan. According to Rebbe, a ger and a katan has to bring a carbon on Pesach Sheni because it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. Even though they weren't chayev on Pesach Rishon, it doesn't make a difference. Pesach Sheni, anyone who didn't bring a carbon on Pesach Rishon is chayev on Pesach Sheni. And Rav Nassin say no, since they were exempt at the time of Pesach Rishon, they're exempt now. So that's a machlokes. We paskin like Rebbe that they would be chayev on Pesach Sheni, because it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. So in the 1700s, there was a debate among the students of the Noda B'Yehuda. They wanted to know, what is this din of Derech Rechoka based on? In other words, the halacha is that if you're, I think the Gemara talks about around 15 mil, but the, you know, like 15 miles around, whatever exact measurements are. It's a half a day travel. Basically, how do you figure out who qualifies as being too far? What does it mean, too far away? So the time it from Chatzos of Erev Pesach until sunset of Erev Pesach, the time it takes a normal person to walk. So if you can't get to Yerushalayim by that time, so I think the Gemara says about 15 mil, whatever the amount is, so then you're considered a derech rechoka. If you can't, someone walking at a normal pace, but that was the normal pace they assumed, that was the measure. So that was the measurement, right? So that was given during that time. So the Noda B'Yehuda students were debating, what about Bizman Hazeh? Imagine Bizman Hazeh during their time. The 1700s, when I guess they had some new mode of travels that were quicker than walking. So they wanted to know, how do you define Derech Rechoka? Is it this a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that it goes by walking no matter what the mode of travel is? Even though now we take cars, now we take planes, do I still go by the average person walking? Is it just a Xeris or Kusser, that's it? Well, no. It was a logical thing. That was the normal time during their time, but you go whatever the normal time is during your time, that's what you go by. That was the debate of the no debuted students. In other words, would the time change? So it was only a hypothetical, because we don't have a base on Mikdash now, so Moshe Rabbeinu, when he comes back, he'll let us know what the halacha is. So it seems to be a hypothetical discussion, right?
Correct.
It's and it is hypothetical for Pesach Sheni. However, it's not hypothetical for another halacha. There's halacha in Avelis. There's halacha of Avelis in this two halachas. There's one is a shmua krova and a shmua rechoka. That just means if I hear within the first 30 days about the mace, so then it's like I have to sit Shiva. If I hear after 30 days, so then I only have to sit one day, i.e. 1 minute. You know, you sit for 5 minutes and you get up. So that's one halacha. But there's another halacha the Gemara talks about in Moed Katan. Let's say you derech rechoka versus derech krova. So let's say the Gemara has a halacha. Let's say it's, you know, it was very logical then. Today with social media, telecommunications, unlikely but possible. But back then it was normal. Let's say someone came, let's say you were learning in yeshiva, you were living out of town, whatever you was, you came to visit your parents. You take the train into town. You're here for the shiva? Like, what shiva? Didn't you hear your father passed away? Or whoever passed away. So you didn't know anything about it. You show up in the house, and your siblings are sitting shiva. They're on day five already. So the Gemara says, if you came from Derech Krova, if you came from a close place, you continue sitting with the siblings, and you get up whenever they get up. If you came from Derech Rechoka, you have to start from the beginning. So the question is, what's Derech Krova, what's Derech Rechoka? So the commentators explain they get that from the Korban Pesach. I think they say it was about 40 mil because it's not a full. It was 15 mil, but it was only like from Chatzos. So the bottom line is, you take it from Korban Pesach, but you take a full day, not a half a day. So the amount I think is 40 mil, but whatever the amount is, it doesn't make a difference. So the amount of Derech Krova is if you could get there within, if an average person, the pace they walk, if you could get within 40 mil, so then you're definitely Derech Krova. After that, you're not. So the shayla is, what about Bizman Hazeh? Like, now Bizman Hazeh, today, yesterday. Today we have cars, planes, trains, what was the movie? Trains, planes, and automobiles, whatever it is. And we have jets, we have Elon Musk, we have Tesla. So today, you could get anywhere in a day. You could go from Israel to America in a day. So, how do you define Derech? So we said that was the question. Does it go by walking? Is built in the definition what a normal person walks, or do I go by normal travel? Right? That was our question. Right?
Correct.
So by Korban Pesach, we're waiting for Moshe to come. But we can't wait for Moshe, we have to answer this question right now. So we go with the general rule by Avelis, halacha kedivrei amekel by Avelis. When we have a machlokas by Avelis, we go with the lenient opinion. So therefore, we assume that we'll go with the lenient opinion and we'll say whatever the normal travel is today. So if you could get to the shiva within the same day, so then you're considered Derech Krova. And therefore, you could continue counting. So that's how we paskin by Ave, which we're lenient, that as long as you could get there, we will go with the more lenient definition of Derech Krova. Whatever you could do in the time it takes to walk 20 mil, but we do it in time now, so you have a lot more. So we go by time, so whatever time it took you to walk 20 mil, we take the time and apply it to planes or anything else. So that's how we're lenient. So comes along Ramosha, but says, wait a second. I agree we have to be lenient, but if the Chumash says there's something called Derech Rechoka, then that can't change. The Torah is eternal. There has to be a place on the map. If today with modern technology, anywhere you can make in one day, then the Torah can't be wrong. You have to have a Derech Rechoka here. So therefore, Zeramoshe says the cutoff point for him will be you have to be coming from the same continent. If you're coming from the same continent, that's Derech Rechoka. I mean, even if you can make it in the same day, but if you're in another continent, so he says you have to draw the line somewhere, so he'll draw the line by a different continent. He said, if you're coming from another continent, then even if you can make it within the day, you still consider Derech Rechoka, and you wouldn't have that halacha of this showing up and continuing in the Shiva. As Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the Kuzari, who lived in Europe and he had his love for Eretz Yisrael, which he ended up going, used to always say when he was in Europe, Libi b'Mizrach, my heart's in the East, even though I'm still living in Europe. So even though, you know, our hearts are in Israel, but if someone comes from Israel to America, we go from America to Israel, according to Rav Moshe, for this halacha at least, he's still considered makam rachoka, and therefore you wouldn't have that special kula of coming from a makam karov. So that's all based on this halacha of Pesach Sheni. Even though for Pesach Sheni, we can't answer the question if we go by time or just by travel. We just say, well, that's the time. We go with the time period of the time it takes to walk 40 mil, or the time it takes, do we just go, it goes by walking and that's it, and it stays 40 mil, and even if you're flying? Or do I say no? Today it just goes by time, not by distance, because we fly, and therefore we could be lenient. By Pesach Sheni, we have to wait. By Avelis, we answered Halacha Kedivrei Amekel B'Avelis, and Rav Moshe wanted to put a little qualifying source to at least have some Derech Rechoka, so he made the cutoff going from one continent to another. That's considered Derech Rechoka, but within the same continent, that would be considered a Makom Karov.